Thank you, Kevin. About Christmas, yes. And it's 172 days now. I just threw that out. I have no idea what it is. But it's funny, December 26th used to be the saddest day of the year. It's a sad day. Rachel knows what I'm talking about. Day after Christmas. It's now Lucy's birthday. So it's God's timing of just like. So try getting people rallied for birthday parties on December 26th. So we'll figure it out. You'll have to forgive me, I'm a little tired. I was here till midnight doing all this, putting all this stuff up. Did it all myself. Exhausted. No, obviously, I'm kidding. This is a team, purely team effort. This day was bustling with people coming at different times throughout the day, some staying the whole day. And again, it's one of our favorite days. I love, Flori shared this with me, Michaela Kuramang said, yesterday, setup day is her favorite day of VPS. Setup day. You know, I mean, it's a fun day where people are using their gifts and putting it all together. And here it is. It's transformed. And I do love, I had the opportunity to walk Vicky in because I just met her in the hallway, the timing, and I kind of went in front of her and I turned around and I watched her face as she walked in and just saw her light up. That's why we do VBS. No, it's really not, but it's kind of fun though. Well, a few years ago, God led us to this co-op with now seven other churches, or six other churches, we're number seven. And you know, before that, we were constructing everything and coming up with thing and going to other different churches and borrowing things. And it was the Crocodile Dock, if you remember that one, the swamp theme. And it was at the end of the year, someone said, hey, you should call Kara Webster is her name from Mission Hills. And I think they're doing the same theme. She was said, absolutely, yeah, we're doing that theme. Come and take it. So everything was just given to us that year. And obviously I said, we're in next year, you know, this co-op to help, to be part of it. And next year there was a giant ship on our stage. And we're very happy that the stage didn't collapse underneath the ship. But that really changed VBS. You know, it really took it to a new level. And that is God working in it. You know, we were singing a song this morning, worship, how there is one body. There's one body. And it can get, I mean, I'm not going to lie. You know, I stick my head in another VBS, and I'm like, And it gets, my competitive nature pops in. Yeah, there's the linebacker part. First team all league linebacker. I said that for Cooper. You know, so funny, the other linebacker at Santa Barbara with me was also an art major. So we look at each other in art class, we're like, tough. Yeah, all right. I have no idea where I was. The competitive nature. But you know, that is not what it's about. And we start meeting in December. That's our first meeting for next, you know, the upcoming VBS. And we have a quick little party of celebrating. Actually, I think it's more in November. And that's literally 10 minutes. And that's really what the night's supposed to be, a party to celebrate what we just finished. And within 10 minutes, we're making plans for the next VBS. And because we already know what the next year's theme is, group already releases it. So you have an idea of what it is, you start designing sets, and there it goes. But we definitely see God's hand in it, and it is so amazing to watch this community all come together, work on this, and it feels good because you know this isn't just for 5 days. It was hard to get, we would build the sets before we met them were pretty good. We had Avalanche Ranch and Serengeti Trek, but you're building this, and it's just for our church 1 week, and then you're like, oh, we do all this, and that's it. You know, you can see a lot of it still up there behind that wall upstairs. But this, you can justify it because seven churches are going to see this. We did the math, and through this co-op, with these seven churches, over 2,000 kids will go through this program. We'll go and hear the gospel and hear the Bible stories and sing these songs and grow closer to the Lord. 2,000 kids in this community, and that's why we do it. That's why we come together. And again, it can be so easy to fall into program, but we always take that step back and let God do his thing, because that's why we really do this. There's a thing called prevenient grace, am I saying that correctly? Where long before we accept Jesus, the Holy Spirit has been working on us. Long before we actually raise our hand to ask Jesus into our heart or come up down onto the field at Angel Stadium or whatever it is, wherever you met Jesus, long before that, the Holy Spirit is working on your hearts. I grew up Roman Catholic, and I remember being 5, 6 years old, going to church every Sunday, back in New York, and I remember my favorite part was the homily. Because with Catholic Church, you know, there's a lot of liturgy and worship, and I think a lot of that is really good. The homily was where the priest just spoke. And it was only about 5 minutes. It's about 5 minutes long, where he just had a verse and just kind of shared. It's kind of what Pastor Kevin does and what we do, you know, where we share for 40 minutes. And it's that part. I remember loving that part. I remember being 5 or 6 saying, oh, this is my favorite part. This is my favorite part. And just listening, because he's just talking about God and how he relates to your life. And I love that part. See, that I wasn't a Christian then, but that's the Holy Spirit moving in my heart and doing what only he can do. That's why we do VBS, to take part in that. It's trusting. You know, every Thursday is the gospel messages, where every year the stories are different, except Thursday. Every Thursday at VBS is Jesus dying on the cross and for our sins and raising from the dead, and we ask the kids to come up, and if they choose, and you know, one kid pops up and they all come up. You know, they're all putting, John always mixes it up and does some little things with it to make it unique. But, you know, the kids all come up and take a part in that. And you don't know. You know, you don't know what's real, but it doesn't matter. You know, that's where we take a step back and let God be God and do what only he can do. And that's where we rely on the Holy Spirit to do things. And I, the fruit that we're going to see is going to be in 7 or 8 years. And we do see it. We do get a glimpse of that. We see it with these kids coming back. That was my biggest prayer, and thank you for your prayers. Because the biggest prayer as we were hitting 110, 115, 120, was not the size of the room. It was the small group leaders to be with the kids. And we've never had more of an outpouring of group leaders coming back. We have like 31, 32 group leaders, kids coming back to help out with VBS. I mean, it's almost too much. We almost need to say, okay, we have enough. But it's just amazing seeing God do that. And another glimpse of seeing this fruit of this VBS on Facebook. You know, I have a lot of previous students that are now in high school, and you know, they're friends. And Big Saddleback just had their high school camp last week, and they do this big baptism. And there's this girl getting baptized, and in this pool, and all these kids around, and you know, she came through our VBS and went to Robinson and all this, but that's not what caught my eye. What caught my eye was her older sister, right behind her, bawling over this, and she was a girl that David Davenport led to the Lord in our donut room 6 years ago, whenever it was, our second VBS. And there she is. Again, here's this girl being baptized. Awesome. But it was the sister that caught my eye. Oh, that's her. Who's now a sophomore in high school. And just so unbelievably joyful over what God's doing in her sister. That's fruit. That's why we do this. There it is. Right there. And it's just amazing to watch. And just an honor to be a part of that. And again, we're not going to try to be the Holy Spirit. You know, they didn't do this I don't know where this is in the Bible. I don't know where this is. Vacation Bible School. I didn't know what Vacation Bible School was 15 years ago. I didn't know what it was. I was at a church before this, and I hadn't met Aaron. And they did one in a park, and you know, I had a couple of teachers in the church, and they said, oh, you gotta do VBS. I said, what is VBS? And we went out there, it was just awesome. You know, it was different. You know, it was in a park, you know, so you didn't do the setup. And then when, you know, as Aaron and I were at our church, and we said, we need to do this. And yeah, here it is, what God has done with it. But so again, it is just an honor to take part in what the Holy Spirit is doing. And that is our prayer this week, that God will do things in the hearts of these kids through the story time, the music, whatever it is, the relationships. So please, please pray for that. We do it for our kids. Yeah, I think it's our kids love this week. You know, our 30 kids, they get to be host, you know, to these kids that come in every year, you know, and they see this place with 100 kids, now 125, and you know, you see a little bit of pride in them. They take, this is their home, you know, welcome to our home, you know, and they get to be a part of that. And it's fun, the friendships that are developing. Oh, you see, you know, the kids buddy up again. They haven't seen each other in a year. Obviously, it's for the other kids in the community. We always love the ones. One of the questions on the sign up is, do you have a home church? And it's not that we're trying to bring people into our church. That would be great, but that's not why we're doing it. But you see, yes, have a home church. And then the ones that have no, don't have a home. So we paste those pictures all over the church of those kids that don't have a home church. This one. No, we don't. But, you know, those kids that come in. And then, you know, another reason is for what our church body gets out of it. And again, seeing God move. We're closer today than we were 3 days ago. Yesterday brings us closer. It just does. I mean, brings the kids closer. And everyone's just working with this common goal, you know, to transform this church. And again, as Bill shared, it wasn't just yesterday. It was the weeks before and people donating things, and there's so many different ways that you've taken a part in this amazing week. So with that, obviously we covet your prayers for this week, that God will move, that God, the Holy Spirit, will do what the Holy Spirit can do, and we will rely on Him to do this, and maybe we'll see the fruit this week. We do. We get blessed this week. But we'll see the fruit down the road as well, as in eternity, because that's why we're doing this. Pray for safety, please. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a giant Goliath out in front, if you saw him. Of course you saw him. So just pray for safety. And just, you know, it's just an amazing week that God's going to move. And this Friday, we have our festival, our Kingdom Rock Festival. That's a big night. We have shared that this VBS is one of the biggest outreaches that our church does into the community. With 125 kids, I would imagine close to 100 will come Friday night to our festival. They sing a couple of songs. John will share a little bit. I'll share a little bit. And then we go out and we have a carnival out back with bounce houses and face painting. I think we're going to get a photo booth. We have a food truck that has little sliders. It's a, you know, little burger sliders. That's their specialty. They're really good. And they're gonna come ready to roll so that the line won't be too long. But that is where that night, please come. That is, I said this a couple weeks ago. That is not a VBS event. It is, but it's our church event too. Think of it as the pancake breakfast. You know, just, we really want you to be there. It's not just our church serving a meal or providing this for those families, which we are doing. But it's for you as well. And that's where the VBS is an outreach. That is the night we reach out. That is where we get to reach out and have some relationships, develop some relationships. Because just as the kids know each other every year and they, oh, hey, it's good to see you again. Same thing with the parents. You know, it would be so neat if those relationships start developing as well or continue to develop, the ones that have. And there's friendships I know of these parents with people in our church that every year we just, oh, it's so good to see you again. Yeah, and that's how it works. That's God moving in the community. So we would love for you to come this Friday. The bulletin says 5, but we're moving it to 5:30 just so you can get home and get here, and goes to about 8, and it's gonna be a fun night. So we thank you. I wanna, first of all, and I should have said this earlier, to everybody that was here, I'm looking around, and I said a couple of weeks ago, we want to go for 100% participation in VBS. And I think we may have hit it. I think everybody's done something, whether it's donating items, being here yesterday. And if you're not on that list, I haven't done anything yet. Why? No, I'm just kidding. But please pray. Pray for this week. We need your prayers for this week. And please be there Friday night. But to everyone that was here yesterday, I mean, thank you so much. It was so nice to leave here the night before or two nights before VBS with it done, and the sun is still up. You know, the sun's still out. It's amazing. You know, before it really was 1:12 at night, 1 in the morning, driving out of here. And it's so nice that it's done. And most of it was done by 3 or 4 o'clock. The main stuff was done. We were just cleaning up. And I think we shut the door at about 6:30, 6:45. So to everyone that came yesterday, thank you for sacrificing your Saturday. Some guys came earlier and helped move things. So thank you. Thank you to everyone that donated items. If you signed up to donate something, hopefully you've brought it. If you haven't brought it, we will be here for a few hours. If you could go home and get it, or speak to me or Jeannie, or speak to me. Well, because it could be something. If it's about snacks, you would speak to Jeannie, crafts, or Jenny. So just share with me that you didn't get it, because with that, we need to go get it, which is fine. Things happen, and you forget. You sign up, and, oh, I forgot to do it. But we need it. So if you're not going to bring it, please let us know so we don't find out tomorrow that we don't have any chocolate chip cookies for the chocolate chip cookie snack, because we only have healthy snacks. So please let us know if you did not bring that, and it's not too late to bring it. After church, we need to get the chairs up and out. We're going to move them into this room this year. Previous years, some years we've done it in the corner. Other years we've done it in this room, that story room, and we don't want to do it in the corner. It just kind of clutters it. So we're going to try to stack them all right back in this room out here right after church. And that's about it. So we covet your prayers that God would move. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for all that you have done in this. And we're excited. We're excited to see everything God's going to do.